این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and explain some precious points in their view. About independence of the country, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "We are always ready to defend Islam, the Muslim countries and their independence." This viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about the resistance of Iranian people which led to the sweet status of independence.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum,
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum.
Political independence is a concept which can be considered to be the highest form of independence in the country, and in fact, its ultimate result. This is because many countries achieve economic and cultural independence, but they try to follow other countries in the political arena. That is why there are few countries like Iran in the world that make their own domestic and international decisions with the highest level of independence and enjoy political independence. Before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, and particularly during Pahlavi's reign, Iran did not have much to say in the area of political independence due to its dependence in domestic and foreign policy. And despite the wishes and endeavors of the people of Iran to achieve political independence, the Pahlavi regime frustrated the Iranians' dream due to its dependent nature. After the frustration of the people of Iran had accumulated for several decades, the mottos, promises, and independent personality of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh gave them the hope of achieving political independence. Subsequently, the Islamic Revolution was established in 1979 on the basis of his independence-seeking message. Basically, the revolution was a collective effort for liberation from dependence and to attain political independence.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi,
sallallahu alayhi.
Now, after more than 40 years since its establishment, not only has the Islamic Republic of Iran brought the Iranian nation political independence, it has also managed to win the cooperation of many freedom-seeking nations in order to turn the ideal of liberation from dependence and achieving political independence into a public demand in the region. Okay, dear listeners, for ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about independence of the country. He said, "We are always ready to defend Islam, the Muslim countries, and their independence." Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day,
every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.